Now, we all like to think that we're pretty self-sufficient, that our parents taught us well, and now we're on our own. But is self-sufficiency all that it's cracked up to be? Is that really what God wants for us? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. One of the things that we parents try to teach our children is to become self-sufficient, to step up and take responsibility, because by the time they leave home, we want them to be able to cope with that big, wide world out there on their own. We want them to be self-sufficient, and that's good up to a point, but there is a downside. The danger is that we take that thinking and that teaching, each one of us, into our relationship with God. Jesus once said this to his disciples, John chapter 15, verses 4 and 5. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. That's powerful stuff. And as I read that, here's what I hear him saying to the likes of thee and me. Look, guys, I don't care how clever you are. Apart from me, you can do nothing. I'm the vine, you're the branches. The only way for you to bear fruit is to be connected to me. When I became a Christian, that's a lesson that I had to learn the hard way, because I was Mr. Self-Sufficient. But when it came to overcoming my sin, when it came to blessing others, here's what I discovered. Apart from Jesus, I can do nothing, and nothing means nothing. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Time and time again, when you drink in God's wisdom, you find that it confounds the so-called wisdom of this world, and in a good way, a great way, in a way that turns your life on its head. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at christianityworks.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.